I'm Eric Harley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now from our friends at Tough Tested, and it is Tough Tested. Let me tell you, they put it through the ringer before they get it to you. Tom Buskey. Tom, how are you?
I'm well, Eric. Good to see you.
You know, I just hit on something that I had been meaning to ask you. I guess it was the last time that I sat down with you. In short form, what kind of testing are you guys putting, you know, this equipment through? Because when you say tough tested,
sure,
you know, we're talking about, in our case, the trucking industry, or maybe those that have a job in the marine sector, or maybe in construction. What kind of grueling testing do you guys put your stuff through?
So that's a really good question. I mean, most standard accessories out there go through a typical number of bend tests on cables and
right.
a certain number of different sorts of tests.
Yeah.
With our five-year warranty, we try to test things five times the normal. So if it's 2,000, we test at 10,000 bends.
Right.
They do weight. They attach weights to cables and swing them with machines. So there's a lot of that standard industry testing that we just kind of ramp up a little bit.
Sure.
And then there's things like IP ratings for ingress protection, which means particles and liquids.
Right. Right.
So
yeah.
like our new speaker that I have here is an IP65, so it's protected against dust and water.
Right.
So there's those types of certifications. There's like industry standard tests. And then we have guys that run over our stuff with trucks.
Hmm.
We had a guy shoot one of our power banks with a 22 long rifle because we told him how tough it was. And he said, but I can kill it. And he did because you can't pierce batteries with bullets.
It's not meant for that.
No. But it did. It withstood the semi-truck test. And,
And
underwater for half an hour, even though it wasn't rated for it. So
right. Wow. Nice.
Yeah. We do a lot of fun things.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, you just and if you were listening a moment ago, maybe you heard the chime that came from this really cool. I don't know. It's a multi-device, really.
It is.
So what is it? First of all, what's it called, and what all does it do?
So this is we call it the tough-tested Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
And it's got a boring model number, so I won't share that with you. But like everything we do, we try to add more utility to products and make them a little bit. So this has an IP65 rating, so it's rated for splash-proof. You wouldn't want to dunk it in the pool, but if you dropped it in and took it out, it'd be okay.
Yeah.
It's also got dust-proof and shock-proof, so you can drop it. It's been drop-tested, and it can be on a job site or in a dusty environment.
Right.
It also has a 4,000 milliamp power bank built into it. So if you're out there camping or hunting and you don't have a charge on your phone, it acts as a backup battery for your phone.
Nice.
And it's got really nice sound. It's compact enough to you can't see it on the radio, but compact enough to throw in a backpack or a hook on. And it's a really cool piece.
And how is it powered?
It's powered. It's got a battery inside.
So there's a battery inside.
Yeah, it charges via micro USB.
Okay.
So you just plug it in your car on the way to wherever you're going.
Where are you going?
Or charge it overnight at home.
Right. And there you got.
Yeah.
There you got it.
Yeah.
It's the technology is really, I think it's been a common theme with a lot of the conversations that we're having with people here at the truck shows, you know, with stuff that relating to compliance of stuff that's on the way, mandates and all that. From your perspective there at Tough Tested, are you gauging that in terms of the ramping up of the use of the technology in the commercial trucking industry? Is it a pretty hefty pace right now?
It is. I mean, it's picked up with mobile devices and with electronic logging devices. There's a lot more of today's technology in trucks.
Right.
Not through the connectivity Bluetooth in the vehicles from the manufacturer, but so it's becoming, we had a conversation earlier about how the younger drivers are adapting more to the technology.
Right.
Bigger phones are really into Bluetooth.
They're
really into that stuff.
Right.
So, the drivers are getting a little more advanced. It used to be the old flip phone crowd.
Right.
And guys wouldn't give them up because it's what they knew.
Yeah.
So now
that they can do so much with the smartphone and everything else. And of course, you know, when safety is number one, and it should be with every operation.
Yes.
That's when we talk about some of the headsets. Let's talk about the latest in terms of the headsets from Tough Tested.
Sure. So we've been talking about the Procom Bluetooth for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a great reception here at Matt's.
Yeah.
It's really the first show that we've shown it at and been able to put it in the hands of drivers. And, this thing has all the features that, you know, you're used to with Tough Tested. It's got the IP ratings.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the 23 dB noise reduction rating.
Right.
So it does block out outside noise. It's got a 10 times noise canceling mic.
Right.
So it blocks out the engine noise. And what we did, because we can't just stop at the ordinary, we actually put speakers on board with this. So you can have it in your ear as a stereo piece. You can have it drivers need to have one earpiece in.
Sure.
So it could be a mono piece for communication.
Right.
And if you don't want anything in your ears at all, you switch it to speaker mode.
Okay.
And you can listen to your music or your audiobooks or your podcast or whatever.
Right. Because this is basically going to be like a collar. It's going to go around your neck.
Exactly.
And the earbuds, if you do use them now, this is what's great is that, you know, you can use them and put them in, very comfortable, and well designed.
Yes.
But then out of the way if you don't need them.
Correct. And they dock magnetically to the body of the unit or to themselves.
Right. So on the market now in truck stops now?
It's starting to get out there now.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And we're already working on the next version of this. So
this
will be out there this year and it's going strong so far.
Yeah. What else is next? I mean, what's down the road that Tough Tested is working on that you can tell us?
Well, there's a lot of voice command stuff going on now.
Okay.
So for a driver to be truly hands-free and not have to push buttons, to answer, to make calls, you know, we have Siri and we have Alexa and all those.
Sure.
Those built-in digital assistants in a lot of devices.
Right.
But now pure without Siri and without Alexa, pure voice command functions
with
some of the more advanced Bluetooth chips.
Yeah.
So we'll be following that path.
Yeah. It seems a lot of the drivers it almost seemed it for a while that we were going to be expanding the size of, whatever dock it might be for any device. And now it seems to be contracting a little bit. I don't know, just on anecdotally. It seems that because more apps or software available for smartphones, that a lot's going back to that one central device. Does that seem to be the case based on what you guys are seeing?
Yeah, I think so. You see GPS applications now for the phones, like you have Waze or Google Maps on standard phones, truck routing through apps.
Right.
So I think it's coming back, and they're trying with the convergence of ELDs. I think you'll see a little bit more of that.
Right.
There's just so much you can plug in and so much technology you can like manage at once.
And there's only so much dash space, you know, even
this is
in
true
a big
as well.
Rate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, always great talking to you. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. By the way, thank you for being so generous. For those who didn't make the Mid-America Trucking Show and other truck shows, they should know that Tough Tested has always brought some really cool products to do giveaways and drawings and all kinds of stuff. And you guys here at Matt's and the booth, a charging station. And I'm telling you, man, they need one everywhere. I mean, it just, you know, I'd love it where, you know, you just walk in and anywhere and everywhere you could have a charging station. But you guys made it available here at the Mid-America Trucking Show for drivers at our booth. And we can't thank you enough. We know it's a lot of work that goes into what you guys do, but you've been very generous with it.
So yeah, we're always happy to do it.
Yeah, Eric. Yeah, great stuff. Tough Tested, of course, toughtested.com and at truck stops near you. Tom, great talking to you. We'll talk to you guys
soon. Likewise, sir.
Thanks.
Take care.